1949. What was this town like in 1949?
Well, it was quite a bit smaller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Weren't as many automobiles. Wasn't as much crime.
Find a parking place sooner.
But it was probably. Yeah. But it was a nice little town.
Mm-hmm.
It still is.
Yes.
Just an overgrown little town.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How did you guys get together and decide to put a radio station?
Well, that's an interesting story. How long you got?
Let's go.
Duane was chief engineer at WRUF in Gainesville.
Okay.
Right after the war. Well, during the war, I guess. Duane had glasses and couldn't get into service.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Taylor was on active duty as a colonel in the dental corps, of all things, stationed at Camp Blanding. But he lived in Gainesville, and he worked his way through dental school as an announcer, a radio announcer. So he just had fun doing the news. So he'd do the 11 o'clock news on WRUF for free,
mm-hmm.
and then go to work in the daytime, commute to Camp Blanding. And I had just come back from overseas and was going to school on the GI Bill of Rights. And I had worked at the radio station before I went into the service as an undergraduate, went back to school, and they gave me my job back. And so one day, I met Bob and Duane. One day I got upset at the radio station and came stomping down the stairs. The studio was upstairs, walking by the engineer's station. I hadn't even met Duane at that time. It was brand new, and I was upset. I said, I'd like to get a radio station and put it on the air here and run this place out of business. And Duane looked up and he said, you got any money? This is a true story.
As well as I know, Duane, I believe that one.
And I said, well, I got a little bit because my father-in-law had made my wife save a little money while I was overseas. So he said that he and Bob Taylor had been talking about applying for a radio station. Mm-hmm. Asked me if I was in. I said yes, and that's where it started. We got together.
Yeah.
We were going to file an application for West Palm Beach first, and Duane was studying. Being the engineer, was making a study of the availability of the frequencies, and he found one in Palm Beach and he found one in Lakeland. So we thought we were going to West Palm Beach, and our original corporate name was Coastal Broadcasting. And remain that till we dissolve the corporation and so. But at any rate, we chose Lakeland, came here, and here we are. And I can go on for hours about what we went through to put it on the air, and I don't know what you want to know.
I can only imagine. Where was the studios? Where were you located?
Our initial studios were in the basement of the New Florida Hotel. We didn't have windows. We didn't have air conditioning. And Duane, as you've probably heard before, we didn't have any money. And he pasted egg crate separators on the walls for acoustical purposes. And down the hall was a New Florida beauty salon. And they were burning ladies' hair all day long. No air conditioning, no windows, and that burning hair would come drifting to. It was pretty tough.
Uh-huh.
But anyhow, our first studios were there. I think we had three little rooms down there.
What was your programming like in those days?
Well, we basically had the old-fashioned format, which I still think is a good one. We had pretty much country western music first thing in the morning, as I remember, from 5:30 or 6, whenever we signed on, until about 8 o'clock. And then we'd sort of have breakfast-type music and easygoing music for the morning. We sort of played it so that the housewife could enjoy her work during the day. And then at noon we had a lot of news and things on, and then in the afternoon we had soft music, and in the evening, I don't know, we kind of programmed by sections of the day.
I think we used to call it block programming, perhaps.
Block program, is that what you call it?
I think so,
makes good sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a good friend of mine who was quite a character. His first name was Graham. So I told him one day, I said, you sound like you might make it on the radio. So I talked to him about it. We put him on as a morning man, one of our first morning men, and we nicknamed him Cracker Graham. He did the hillbilly stuff. A lot of people remember Cracker, I think. And that's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved, of course, our studios out to our transmitter shack on the other side of Lake Hunter, back down in the swamp.
Yep.
What else do you need now?
That's pretty good, Ted. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. I know you've watched the radio station evolve and the city of Lakeland.
It's amazing, and I want to congratulate Art and Hall Communications and you, Bob. You've been here a long time.
Sure have.
Yeah, I remember. And you guys have done a great job. Everybody's done a fine job. And Lakeland and the surrounding community should be proud of you.